Zev Gluck, unbelievable person, said the following story over. Him and his friend Daniel drove down to the area of Hadassah Ein Kerem shortly after October the 7th, a couple of months after. There was different activities going on Thursday night, different places you go, different houses, interesting things. And there was a traveling place, or different people come, sit around the table, meet interesting other Jews. So they're sitting there getting chillin', and sits next to them this man. He has luminous green hair. He has different tattoos on his body. He's wearing some kind of pink jacket. One of his legs is colored bright gold. The other one is bright orange. He's wearing the craziest clothes you ever see. And he is an interesting person. They say to him, "What's your name?" Zev says, "What's your name?" The guy goes, "I'm Mashiach." So him and Daniel look at each other. "What? This guy's Mashiach?" And he goes, "No, really." He takes out his ID card, and his parents named him Mashiach, a relatively common Israeli Sephardi name. He's like, "Okay." He says, "Let me tell you a story." So he says, "Okay." He says, "I have a friend. And this friend, he's an Ethiopian Jew. He's in the army in October the 7th. They were in Gaza. They went in there. He was in the tank. And he's sitting in his tank, waiting for other people to come back. And all of a sudden, a couple of meters away, a couple of feet away, pops up from a hidden tunnel a bunch of terrorists. They take an RPG and they shoot it at the tank. And he has no idea what's going on, this Yid. And it hits by the foot of the tank, by the lower part, and it blows up and it shoots the tank up. It gives a huge jolt. Now, the army sees what's going on. They try telling this person, his name was Noor, inside the tank, that you have to get out of there, you're being attacked, you're being attacked, you're being attacked. Because of the intensity of the explosion, he went completely temporarily deaf. He couldn't hear a thing. His ears are ringing, he cannot hear a thing. He just curls up in a ball in fear. They're screaming in the radio, "Get out of there, get out of there." In response, they think he's for sure gonna be gone. And if he wasn't already gone, before the army could get there, the terrorists pop up with another RPG and hit the tank, a direct hit. The man is gone. Noor is gone. And everyone is horrified. They go and they go where the terrorists are. They blow it up. They kill the terrorists. They run to the tank. There's a giant hole in it. They think there's no way he survived. They basically are going to get the body. They look inside. Noor is in the corner shivering. Shivering. And they pull him out. He has three scratches on his face. 1, 2, 3. Hole in the tank. The whole thing's obliterated. He was in a little corner, survived. And he tells over this story how amazing it was that his friend survived. At the table, they were eating chalentet. There was a Chabad couple who came from America visiting. The Rebbetzin breaks down crying. And no one knows why. They say, "What's going on?" "No, what's going on?" And before he had finished the story, he said this person's name was Noor ben Dorit. And right when he finished saying that, Mashiach finished saying, "My friend's name is Noor ben Dorit," the lady breaks down crying. And she's crying. She said, "What's wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong?" She says, "When October the 7th happened, we were all lost. We wanted to help. What could we do? You couldn't get anything into Israel. Send something. Nothing. Call people you know. Well, what could we do? What could we do?" So they went to the Rav of the Kehila. And they said, "What can we do?" He said, "Take a name of a soldier and say to him, daven for them." So she took the name and she davened. Every day she davened. And she said, I haven't stopped davening till this day because I felt every day if I daven, who knows if he's going to live or die. Who was the soldier she took? Noor ben Dorit. Noor ben Dorit. Her tefillas saved this Jew. Mashiach gets up and he turns to my friends, Daniel and Zev. And Mashiach is far from a religious man. He says, "You see, you think Tehillim doesn't work? You see, her Tehillim saved my friend's life." And everyone was floored. You see the power of a Jewish person, the power of your lips, the power of your heart, the power of your tefillas. One Tehillim can pierce worlds and save lives and change the reality we know. Never ever think for one moment that your tefillos don't matter. Because your one feeling, your one word, your effort you put in can literally change, save someone else's life. Never, ever, ever lose hope in that. We don't always see it. In fact, we often don't see it. It's not going to be in front of us. It's not going to be behind us. It's not going to be inside of us. It's not going to be in peripherals. It's happening. Hashem is listening. Hashem is acting. It could be in 10 years from now, or it could be right now. This lady saved someone's life because she never gave up on the power of tefillah.